So I'd like to give us a little pre-sitting training. This next sit, we're going to sit with awareness. So I don't want to assume that you don't know about awareness, but I do want to help us see how easy awareness is. So if you think about just noticing, listening to sounds that are around, and if you just listen to the sounds, you can get a sense that the mind will tell you what all these sounds are. It will tell you, oh, that's someone talking. Oh, that's someone walking. Oh, that's someone shifting about. That's a bird. That's the trees. The mind will just tell you what the sounds are. And in practice, that is thinking, that constant commentary telling us what the sounds are. But if we just hear, if we just let the ears do what ears do and just hear sound, it loses its definitiveness. You can notice that it's just sound. And you're just letting your ears open up and hear whatever sounds the ear picks up. You could even tell yourself that you're hearing. You're not listening, you're hearing. Doesn't matter what the sound is, because the ear is going to hear regardless. You're just aware that you are hearing. So throughout the sit, you could come back to just this awareness of hearing anytime, because the ear is picking up hearing whether you're aware of it or not. It's the same thing with seeing. You can look at something in your mind. You could see some images, some memory of some past event that happened, and you can get caught in looking at what you're seeing. Or you could just see. You could just notice that you're seeing images in the mind. And instead of being caught in the memory or the replay of something or expectation of something to happen, you just noticed, oh, I'm seeing. There's a seeing happening here. Hearing, seeing. You could do the same with the body, a felt sense of sensing into the body. You could notice, instead of the thought, oh, my knee pain or my back pain, oh, this is my fear, this is my anxiety, this is my whatever, you could just sense that you have a felt sense of something, a felt sense in the body. And pay attention to just the sensation. So we're going to practice this sit, just this period, with beginning to be aware of the distinction between the intuitive mind, which is just hearing and seeing, and the felt sense of sensation, we want to notice that aspect of awareness, being aware, versus the thinking mind, which is telling you what you hear. So you're listening for sounds and it tells you what those sounds are, or you're looking at something and it's telling you, giving you the blow-by-blow play of whatever's happening. Something that happened before, some memory, some thing that you think is going to happen in the future, and it's beginning to tell you what's going to happen, and you're watching this story versus recognizing that you're just seeing, just hearing. It's telling you what the sensation means and what that sensation is and how it's interconnected to you and what does it say about you, instead of just being intuitively aware that there's a felt sense of something, felt sense of sensation. One thing about sensation, or basically any phenomena we have, seeing, hearing, sensation, there's a quality to it. It's either a pleasant sensation or visual thing or sound, or it's an unpleasant, or there's a not even noticing that something is arising. You're not even aware. You can tell that you're seeing, but there's a neutrality to it. You can tell that you hear, but there's a neutrality to it. I don't even know what it is. It's just a sound. It's nothing important. So for this sit, we're going to see if we can touch into that intuitive awareness. We're going to work on this skill of noticing intuitively the quality, that feeling tone around our sensations, the sound, the things that the mind puts in front of us that we see. Just going to see if we can intuitively be aware of everything that's showing up. Can you distinguish between that intuitive awareness versus this kind of knowing what's going on? Oh, I know that somebody's walking. Oh, yeah, that's a bird. Oh, yeah, that's the trees. If you notice that you're thinking, we're trying to use, part of urban practice is learning to use whatever is happening as a gateway to our liberation. So if you notice that you're in thinking, you can use this awareness, now this awareness, you're present, you're aware that you're thinking. See if you can notice, is the thinking pleasant or unpleasant or neutral? And see if you can notice the felt sense in the body. Does the body feel all tense? Does it feel very relaxed? What does that say? instead of trying to do something during this sit, make ourselves sit a certain way. This sit, we're going to see if we can just be aware of whatever is arising, regardless of what that is. Can I just be aware that I'm hearing? Can I be aware that I'm seeing? Can I be aware of the feeling tone surrounding that seeing, that hearing, that thinking, that emotion? What would happen if we didn't control our sit? If we just let whatever shows up as we rest in the body here, if we let whatever shows up, we just let our attention be, or our object of meditation be our awareness of it. So that's what we're going to try this sit. Here's a poem by John Squadra. Love is the willingness to give up a part of yourself you think you know, to discover a part of yourself you never knew existed. If you listen, not to pages or preachers, but to the smallest flower growing from a crack within your heart, you will hear a great song. That song is moving across a wide ocean whose water is the music connecting all the islands of the universe together. And touching all, you will feel it touching you, around you, embracing you with light. It is in that light that everything lives and will always be alive.